Welcome back to Insight on Cap Radio. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. As local author Kate Washington approached her 50th birthday, she found herself looking to reconnect with her childhood. Growing up in Chico, she swam the numerous lakes, rivers, and swimming holes that dot the North State. So she set up a challenge for herself: swim in 50 different bodies of water by her 50th birthday. The rule's pretty simple. She had to fully immerse herself underwater, take a photo of each dunk to document the journey. She dubbed it the 50 Dunk Challenge. At the time, she didn't know the radical effect it would have on her life. But years later, she has now chronicled the challenge into a new book, and it's called Midstream: A Life Remade in 50 Swims. She joins us here today to tell us more about it. Welcome back to Insight, Kate.
Thank you so much for having me.
So I just talked about this a little bit, but you write just beautifully about what was going on in your life that led you to take on this really powerful and transformative challenge. Typically, when I ask an author to share a passage, it's towards the end or the middle of the conversation. But I think it'd be great if you just start things off with a passage you'd like to share.
Absolutely. This is the opening passage of the book, and it explains the challenge a little further. Anchorless, my body floated free, jolted by cold as the surf tossed me back and forth. As I struggled to my feet in shifting sand, choppy waves lapping at my calves, a fizzy, hot chill crept up my legs and turned my skin a blotchy coral. I whooped and lay back down in the water before I could lose my nerve. It was April 2021, a day of stiff winds on the Northern California coast at Dillon Beach. Three immersions later, I waded back out knotty-haired, salt stinging my eyes and nose, exhilarated, every sense tingling, alive. For a moment, water, wind, sand, and sun washed away the doldrums of the pandemic and the years of caretaking, family obligation, and burnout that for me had preceded it. That brief dip in the turbulent Pacific was the first of 50 such expeditions I had planned. I was 48 and a half years old that day, and my life felt constrained and constraining, dull and joyless, full of doing for others while neglecting myself. Although my next milestone birthday was a year and a half away, I could see it on the horizon looming. Was I really going to turn 50 feeling stuck and depleted? That's how I hatched the idea for what I came to call the 50 Dunks Project. My plan was to get in 50 different natural bodies of water before turning 50 in October 2022. Swimming holes, hot springs, rivers, lakes, tiny creeks, and oceans all counted. I could swim, soak, dive, duck under, or jump into the middle of the current as long as I went all the way under. However I got in the water, I hoped it might dissolve my midlife stagnation.
Oh, God. So why swimming? Did you have like a really close relationship with swimming growing up beforehand?
You know, I really did. A creek runs through the middle of my hometown. It's dammed to form a natural swimming hole that's free and open to the public all the time. We would go there. We would go up into the mountains, camping, jump in the really cold creeks. The very next anecdote in my book is about a time when I was hesitating on the bank of one of those creeks and my dad pushed me in. My mom was furious, but I came up like laughing and smiling and spluttering. And then my parents put in a pool when I was pretty young, and like a good Gen X child, I swam in it all day without very much supervision at all. I just always loved the water, but I never really got into swim team or any kind of like endurance or more athletic approach to it. It was always just play and fun.
I mean, water can be cleansing, you know, and it's just a powerful force. I love looking at water, whether it's the ocean, rivers, or lakes. And the subtitle of your book is A Life Remade in 50 Swims. I mean, what are some of the ways that this experience has remade your life?
Well, it really brought me back into that childhood sense of wonder and of being in my body and of being in the moment. I went through some long challenges with grief over the loss of my mother many years ago, with my now former husband's ordeal with very aggressive cancer while our children were very young. And I was caretaking him through that and really giving everything to that. And I'd lost touch with myself and also with just fun and play and joy. And just as we were emerging from that as a family, the pandemic hit and put us back into that isolation, into not being able to go anywhere, into the month of smoke, where at one point I was so desperate to get outside that I tried to swim laps wearing an N95 mask, which was not a success, I might say. But, you know, it was so smoky you couldn't exercise without some protection. And so just wanting to recapture some sense of freedom was the big impetus here.
Yeah, this, your newest book, Midstream, is it a continuation of your previous book, Already Toast, Caregiving and Burnout in America?
I think so. You know, it touches on the material that I covered in Already Toast. And really what it is, ultimately, is a chronicle of getting out of the burnout that I describe. And Already Toast takes a really systemic look at that. It looks at the broader social conditions in America that affect all caregivers, who are millions upon millions. This book is much more personal in many ways, but it looks at my way of getting out of burnout. And I sort of unwittingly stumbled on some actual evidence-based strategies, like getting into nature and getting into cold water, that reduce stress and help people emerge.
So you set this goal about a year and a half before your 50th birthday. So, you know, dunking yourself 50 different bodies of water. When you actually went through the process, maybe even completed it, did it surprise you at what it did to you, actually, like, coming up with this goal that seems pretty kind of simple and direct, but as you write, it's pretty transformative to your life?
It really was. I didn't expect it to be so profound. I just wanted to have fun. And it snuck up on me slowly in a lot of ways. You know, I think I started to realize that if I could take the time for myself to do that, to go out of cell phone range, to go to places often by myself where I couldn't be reached, and take an entire day and just sit by or in the water and contemplate things, I could take that approach and set those boundaries and take more time for myself and do what I loved in the rest of my life. And that had immense ramifications across a lot of the ways I live my life.
How did you find the places to swim?
Well, I'd always kind of enjoyed, I used to take my kids up to the South Yuba River, go to places around town. We're so fortunate to be blessed with, like, a wild and scenic waterway right here in Sacramento. But I hadn't had time to go to a lot of the places. So I'd had a running list, and then I started keeping another list. And there are swimming hole guidebooks, and I have a collection of those. There have been some new ones recently. I've also spent time on, like, satellite maps, on Google satellite maps, like tracing rivers up, or like reading blogs where they try to keep the location a secret, but then I'm trying to piece it together from, like, where's that bend in the river? So I've found a few little secrets, but most of the places I went are fairly well known or easily found online. And there were a couple that I didn't divulge in the book, but most of them I do.
Yeah, and the majority are here in California, but you did travel overseas to France, right?
I did. I got invited to give a talk at a large oncology conference in Paris about caregiving, and they were paying my way to go to Paris, and I've never said yes to an invitation so very fast in all my life. And I took a side trip down to the south of France. And so the last dunks, not the very last one, that I took on my 50th birthday, but three of the last ones were in the south of France, including one very memorable one, swimming under a 2,000-year-old Roman aqueduct.
Was that 50th birthday dunk emotional?
It was. You know, my birthday is in early October, so it was still just barely swimming season. The river was getting a little colder, but I saved my favorite spot at the South Yuba River, that's a very well-known spot, and often really crowded in the summer months. I saved that one for last, and I went on my 50th birthday, pulled my daughters out of school, sorry to the truancy officers, but they came with me, and we all swam together, and it was a really wonderful and meaningful way to do that. Mm-hmm. And that's, the book ends on that dunk.
Oh, wonderful. I mean, this is your second book, but you have been a writer well before that. You were formerly a food writer, a dining critic. Listeners might remember reading your work in the Sacramento Bee. Is there any connection between you becoming an author and then your prior work writing about food?
You know, I think so. Food writing was amazing training for writing about sensory matters, about description. You know, you really have to mine a deep well of metaphor and think about how things really feel. And it was really important to me in this book. Like, I wanted to give readers the feeling that they might be there in the water with me and having that training. And then also being, you know, I've lived in Sacramento now for 22 years and have been writing about food and about the local scene and various aspects of it all that time, and being a professional writer just immersed in the city was also just a great background for this project.
Do you still make it out for a dunk every now and then?
Yes, I was out on July 3rd, actually, right before the 4th of July. That was my getaway day for the holiday weekend. And now that river season has ramped up, you know, I expect many more. I do still keep a running list of all the places I want to get to. And I also go back to old favorites.
Oh, I love that. So you do have a couple events coming up in Davis and, of course, here in Sacramento. So what can people expect?
I do. Tomorrow on July 7th, East Village Bookshop is hosting a launch, a reception reading, and I'll be in conversation with local author Shelley Blanton Stroud. That's at 6:30, and that's a ticketed event. Tickets are available online. And it's also sponsored by Rochambeau Wine Bar, where there will be a little after party, which is open to anyone.
Yeah, it's pretty much right across the street.
Right across the street, yes. And then I'll be at Avid Reader Davis in conversation with local author Naomi Williams on Thursday, July 9th.
Yeah, that must be so nice to actually meet the readers who enjoy your books.
It's wonderful. And, you know, my first book came out during the tail end of the pandemic, and all of my events were online. And so it is a huge pleasure to have in-person events. I'm really, really looking forward to it.
Well, congratulations, Kate. Thank you for stopping by.
Thank you so much for having me.
Kate Washington is the author of Midstream, A Life Remade in 50 Swims. The book launches tomorrow night with an event at East Village Bookshop in Sacramento from 6:30 to 8:30 p.m. Kate will also be giving a talk on Thursday, July 9th at the Avid Reader in Davis from 6:30 to 7:30 p.m. We do have links and more info to these events on our Insight page. And that is it for Insight today. You can learn more about our guests at capradio.org/insight. You can also subscribe to the Insight podcast on Apple or Spotify. And if you want to join the conversation, you can send us an email. We're at insight@capradio.org. Thank you to producers Andrew Garcia and Sarit Lashinsky. Insight's technical director is Mark Jones. Our audio engineer is Evan Matzler. And our original show music is produced by Adrian Gilmore. I'm Vicki Gonzalez. Thanks for joining us. Have a great day. We'll catch you back here tomorrow.